Warning, we picked the wrong day to quit sniffing paint fumes. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, February the 4th, 2020.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up in this week's episode, which is numbered 131.
A Florida woman walking down the concourse in Miami Airport was already flying high.
Florida woman gets into the Orlando airport with something cheaper than a plane ticket.
Florida man gets in trouble for his unique paint job.
And Florida man warmed himself by the fire in his living room. But he doesn't have a fireplace.
Plus, a Florida man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Oh, Joel.
That's me.
How the hell are you, man?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Got some personal stuff going on that seems to be that 2020 is going to be a lot better than 2019.
You think so?
I think so.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Okay. How are you doing?
Well, you know me. Sometimes it ain't easy being me, but yeah. I was busy today. Drank some cold beer. That's about it.
Must be nice.
No, I did. Yeah, I did some work around the house this week today and some other stuff. We had a great weekend this past weekend. We did a little camping venture, Joel and I, and some of our close friends was out in the, we call it boondocking, meaning there's no hookups or no air, no water, no nothing. So
yeah,
you did a little tent camping. And, we glamped it.
And porta-johns if you can't hold it all weekend.
Yeah, we did the glamping. We had a generator on ours, but,
we had a tent.
Yeah, you did the tent.
It wasn't too cold.
No, it was chilly though.
It was. I had my onesie.
You had your onesie on. Yeah, that was nice. That was really cute. The it got down to what, 60?
I think it was 54.
54.
The one night. Yeah.
This is where we get all the hate mail from our listeners up north,
like in South Dakota,
of how cold it is.
Yep.
I did. I talked to.
They don't have to live there.
Oh. But I did. I talked to my buddy Matthew from Washington State yesterday.
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's good. I took away his Jeep man card though.
What do you do?
He hadn't run it in 2 years, so everything was the battery was dead. Everything was dead. So I took away his Jeep card. Do you still have your man card, or did I take that long ago?
I don't even remember having one.
Yeah, that's a good point. So fair enough. All right. Well, apparently, there's a true crime podcast festival going on.
Yep.
Soon.
Yes. And we've partnered with the festival to give a 10% discount to our listeners if they want to show up and meet those of us who will be there. It's going to be at least me. I've already got my hotel booked.
You have?
Yeah.
Wow. At the Ritz?
No.
With all the money we're making now?
No, absolutely not. It's actually, it's at the Lowe's Hotel in downtown Kansas City. That's where the festival is going on. That's on July 11th and 12th.
Is it in the tool section, or is are we going to be staying in the outdoor section?
No, it is Lowes, not Lowe apostrophe S.
Oh. Okay.
Like the English spelling.
Got it.
But yeah, if you use our exclusive link, you'll get 10% off a general admission ticket. Just go to truecrimepodcastfestival.com/Florida to get that discount.
Because you used to be able to go and, you know, you could play practical jokes in the commode aisle. And then they changed that and they moved them up higher now.
Yeah.
So it takes a little bit of work to get up there now.
Yeah.
And you're on an incline.
That's really to keep the 4-year-olds from going number one. Because that was really
the 52-year-olds from going number two. It was something this weekend. I remember if it was my son. Yeah, I think it was my son. He said he got, was it another buddy of ours? Anyways, there was a frog in the porta-john and splashed him a little bit. Got a little splash on him.
Did he splash it back?
I don't know. It'd be a good activity, you know, try to hit the frog in the porta-john. I still say that would be a great invention.
As long as it's in the hole.
That you have this, that's like a target game. Instead of a urinal cake for guys, you know, you actually have this little game. And if you hit the center target, you know, and consistently, you get like a free beer or something, you know. Or, you know, like you get these points and you accumulate enough points and you get free beer.
How would they score it? Would you have judges, or is it just on the honor
system? It'd be electronic. So it's like you shoot the squirrel. You shoot the water in the clown's mouth or whatever, or the fish or whatever at the fair.
Uh-huh.
But if you pee in the hole, then if you consistently hit that hole and then this little thing goes up, 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 bing, you got 5 points. You do it three times in a night, you get a free beer.
So you want to whiz on something electric?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
I'll let you prototype
About that. Yeah, I'm going to draw that up.
That one's all
maybe
yours.
Battery. But who would want to change the batteries? Anyway, all right, moving on.
Got anything to promote this week, Phil?
No.
All right. Well, in addition to the True Crime Podcast Festival, we're also sponsored, I guess, this week by the Daily Dog Podcast.
Wait, you're sponsoring us?
Well, I'm here, aren't I?
Come on. So if we are being sponsored, then that means I'm getting cash. So you're paying me?
No.
Us?
No.
You're paying us from Daily Dog to do this?
Well, yeah. Shadyside Media is earning revenue on the Daily Dog feed.
How is that sponsored?
We're making money.
No.
Selling ads.
That is not a sponsorship.
All right, well.
That's part of a conglomerate. You can't say that Mercury is sponsored by Lincoln.
True. But I bet part of their budget comes from...
it does. That's true, but they're not sponsored.
Okay. So what word would you... supported by?
No. I think I'd just say as part of Shadyside Media.
Okay.
We also, you know, within the productions, we also have Daily Dog. That's... Yeah, but not sponsored by that, though. You can't. That's not a sponsor.
All right. Well, let me just read this, and we'll get over this. And, anyways, go ahead and subscribe to the Daily Dog Podcast. There's an easy-to-use link at Daily Dog.
No, hang on. No, I think that's wrong.
Huh?
I think as far as what you can say is Shadyside Media has expanded into now two podcasts.
True.
And one of which is the Daily Dog, and you go into that.
Okay.
And you speak about it that way.
But they already know about it because we've talked about it every week since.
Well, you can keep talking about it.
Okay. True.
All right. So let's start over.
All right.
Shadyside Media has expanded. And
yes. Shadyside Media is proud to present the Daily Dog Podcast. You can subscribe using an easy to use link at dailydogpodcast.com/subscribe. Last week, I told stories about my own dogs. So if you want to come on the show and tell me about your dog, just go to dailydogpodcast.com/appear. And that's APPEAR, not UPHERE.
We covered that
last week.
Like what?
Up here.
Oh, okay. Up here.
Not up here.
Okay.
Up here.
I got it. All right.
If you want to appear on the show.
Got it. All right. Now that we're through all of that.
Do you though?
I'm just going to take your word for it. All right. Let's get into this week's Florida Man. But there's also some Florida women in here stories as well.
Mm-hmm.
This one comes to us from story number one from WFLA.com. Florida girl used drink coupon to bypass the TSA. That's some high security there.
Yep.
A 15-year-old Florida girl told police she used a drink coupon she found on the floor at Orlando International Airport to pass through the TSA security checkpoint. But TSA officials said she made it through with someone else's boarding pass.
Now, if TSA can't tell the difference between a boarding pass
and a drink coupon. And second of all, why would a 15-year-old have a drink coupon?
Well, she found it on the floor.
Well, I know that, but she wouldn't have had it. That's true. Never mind. According to a report from the Orlando Police Department, the 15-year-old girl who has autism has been reported missing since last Thursday. She was found the next day at the airport. The girl told detectives she had taken buses from Apopka.
Yes.
From Apopka, that's a town,
mm-hmm.
to the airport, the report said. She then told officers she found a drink coupon on the floor and used it to get through the TSA pre-check security checkpoint, the report said.
I don't think they're going to really be checking 15-year-old girls that close. They're going to say, yeah, okay, going through.
What's a pre-check?
That's
is that when you get to the counter and they look at you give them your boarding pass and your driver's license?
Yes.
Is that the pre-check?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you get to the check.
So they gave her a drink coupon and told her to go on?
She gave them the drink coupon. And they gave it back to her and said, okay, go on.
A statement from TSA conflicted with the information provided in the Orlando Police Department. The individual presented a valid and current boarding pass. Under the age of 18, passengers are not required to present an ID. She was screened and therefore presented no threat to the aviation system, the TSA statement said. Detectives and surveillance video show the teen going through the TSA pre-check lane. The report from Orlando Police did not mention anything about the girl having a boarding pass. She was eventually found near a Southwest Airlines gate.
Crack security team there at TSA. That's why they call it security theater.
Is that what they call it, Joel?
Yes, it is. Because they've never caught anybody.
Oh, don't say that. No, we're not getting into hating on TSA. No, because that's just as sure as we do, something's going to happen. And
that's...
I am not going there. Story number two.
Well, they make $9 an hour. They should be able to hire the highest of quality employees.
911.
Hey, please, my girlfriend, I think she just shot herself.
Ma'am, I need you to calm down.
Sir, listen, hang on. Let me tell you the truth. I work with y'all. Get someone here now.
This is Jeremy Banks. His girlfriend, Michelle O'Connell, her death was officially ruled a suicide, but not everyone believes the sheriff's conclusion.
Then, a private citizen named Eli Washtalk began investigating her case. But before he could finish, he was murdered.
We're picking up where Eli Washtalk left off. From the creators of Twisted and Pretend Podcast, this is Criminal Conduct, Season 1, an investigative podcast looking into the death of Michelle O'Connell and the murder of Eli Washtalk. Download Criminal Conduct wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, story number two, also from WFLA.com. Florida man sets fire to his apartment to keep warm.
Got to do what you got to do.
It was cold.
It was cold this past week.
We had a fire going. Florida man was arrested Tuesday morning for setting fire inside his apartment to stay warm. Mark Okrent, age 66, of St. Petersburg, was charged with arson in the first degree after he allegedly set fire to a stack of paperwork in his apartment building around 3 a.m. So that's about the coldest part of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't put it in a garbage can, no nothing, just...
Oh, maybe he did. Who knows? But according to the St. Petersburg Police Department, the flames were large enough to set off the smoke detectors, causing a response from the fire department. Okrent lives in a 30-unit building at 450 Fifth Avenue North, and residents were home during the incident. Well, of course they were home. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. No one was injured. Okrent had several options available to him through neighbors and owners of the building to stay warm, according to the police department.
None of which involved setting a stack of papers on fire to build your own fire.
No.
Oh, boy. We burnt. What did we burn? We burnt. We tested. We had an experiment around the campfire.
Yeah, we did.
We had goldfish.
Goldfish.
Crackers. Not real goldfish, people. Yeah. We had goldfish. We had Doritos.
We had your cat.
Yeah, the cat.
No.
The cat made it through fine, as usual.
That damn thing's got 12 lives. Not 9.
What else did we used? And pretzels.
Pretzels, yeah. Pretzels, Doritos. The Doritos went up fast.
Actually, and in the event of a zombie apocalypse, that's some very good information to have.
Yes.
By the way of which, I want that book.
Okay.
That you got at Christmas.
Okay.
Because I need to go through and find something you're good at that could potentially have you part of the clan.
Gotcha.
Not clan, the group, not the KKK clan. The
C clan, not the K clan.
Yes.
Yes. All right. We were kind of wondering what
the C clan.
Yeah, clan starting with the letter
C-L-A, C. Oh, yeah, C-L-A-N. Yes.
We were kind of wondering with your accent, but.
Oh, come on. Shit. Story number three.
Mm-hmm. Who sent this one to us, Phil?
It was sent in to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com from the Daily Mail.
The Daily Mail didn't send it to us, though. It was Nitin.
Yeah, Nitin. Nitin.
Okay. I actually saw this video.
So can you just change the spelling of this on our show notes so I don't have to go through this every single week that this is in here?
Yes, I'll do that next time.
Just put a quote E on the end of it, close quote or something, or all put right. it in parentheses.
Gotcha.
All right. So Nitin sent this story into floridamenpodcast@gmail.com from, they sent it directly to us?
No, yeah, he sent it to us. But I saw this video on Reddit. Like
Nitin's a person.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's one of our listeners.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
I thought this was like a news source or something.
No.
Oh. Well, this makes so much more sense now. Why didn't you tell me that up front? Why didn't you put in front of here our listener and the team?
Well, because he sent us like 6 other things so far.
I thought it was like a news. I thought that was a news outlet or something. No, I'm like, why would somebody?
That's all right. A dude.
So much has been solved tonight. Anyway, he sent us this story that came to us from the Daily Mail. Story number three, our trace for our Spanish-speaking friends.
Which is appropriate for this particular story.
Florida woman is arrested for stripping naked at Miami Airport and strolling through baggage claim.
It's a good video. I recommend you watch it.
I saw it. I mean, anytime you can get... They blurred out the boobies, though.
Oh, no. I saw the original.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the original was on Reddit.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. They blurred out her boobies in her ass crack.
Mm-mm. Not the one I saw.
Really? Damn it.
Yeah. She's in good shape.
Yeah. A Florida woman was arrested after she stripped off her clothes and strolled through Miami International Airport baggage claim before she was seen sitting naked on top of a police cruiser.
They didn't have to go far to look for her.
No. The woman, who has not been identified, was caught on camera walking through the airport in her blue bra and pants just before midnight on Wednesday, singing very loud to herself.
Mm-hmm.
She then proceeded to remove her bra, followed by her pants, leaving her completely nude, which means she was commando.
Now, she had panties on.
Where? In the video?
In the video. And then she took them off. She's like walking, like just whips them off mid-stride. She just kept on walking.
Like Velcro, fly like a Velcro one? Like just a tearaway?
No, like she had plenty of practice whipping them off in a quick and dirty fashion there. I'm saying she might have dancer experience.
Oh, okay.
Because she's got the body for it.
Toned?
Very toned.
Toned?
Yes.
Is that the word you're looking for?
Yes, exactly.
Bemused airport staff. What does bemused mean?
Slightly amused.
But not quietly amused. Not enough to be amused.
Right.
You're B-mused.
Right.
Which is a little bit worse than being C-mused.
Exactly.
Got it.
A-mused is the most mused. B-mused is the second mused. And C-mused is least mused.
Got it. And D-mused is I don't give a shit.
Right.
That's okay. Bemused airport staff and passengers looked on as she waved her bra in the air.
Like a lasso.
Moments later, the woman was spotted sitting naked. In the lotus position. Now, what the hell is a lotus position?
That's where they got like kind of crisscross applesauce, but like her fingers out, like it's a yoga position.
Yoga, as opposed to the Indian position. It's somewhat. It's an alternative of a derivative of sitting Indian style. Is that what they called it?
Well, technically, yoga is from India, so it's still an Indian style.
Okay. Oh, that. Okay. So she was meditating.
Maybe.
She was spotted sitting naked in the lotus position on top of a police patrol car outside the airport building before running across the road towards a police officer. She's not very good at getting away, is she?
No, it almost sounds like she wants
to get caught. Arrested. Passengers at Miami International Airport told CBS Miami they were shocked. Shocked! I'm telling you, shocked by the incident and by the lack of response from passerbys.
No, there was lots of response in that video. There was lots of people, heads were turning. That was the appropriate response. Yeah. You don't, when there's a lady
running around naked,
you don't stop her.
No, you get your phone.
Especially if she's singing out loud, really loud.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
this is going to get good.
Yep, exactly.
This is going to get good.
The best
especially
part,
at midnight when you're off the plane, it's like, and you kind of like, I'm ready to go home, but no, I got to see, I got to see this through.
The best part of the video is the guy that's filming it has got a good view on her. And then there's another guy that steps into the shot, blocking the view of her for a second, and then he looks back and says, oh, sorry, bro. like he knew he fucked up because there was going to be a better video without him in it.
Another passenger,
Ingelfield is how
Ingelfield?
Yeah, Prue is short for Prudence.
Really?
Yes.
I'm trying, Matthew. Another passenger, Prue Ingelfield, said, quote, it's a shock. In fact, you wouldn't believe what you're looking at. It looks as if it isn't real.
No, they looked real to me.
Did they? They were bouncing a little bit. Had a little jiggle. Had a little. What's the word I'm looking for? Not jiggle. Little elasticity to them.
Yes, so, very good word.
Thank you. Airport police have confirmed that the female, who is not from Florida, was taken into custody for a mental evaluation.
But she became Florida woman that night.
Yep. They said she had been incoherent and delusional when they approached her. So she freaked out.
Yeah, that's too bad.
On Monday, January the 13th, 2020, at approximately 11:40 p.m., this is the official report, Miami-Dade Police Department airport district officers were dispatched to a call of a naked female running through the Miami International Airport baggage claim area, said the Miami-Dade Police Statement. How many of the officers on duty at 11:40 in Miami do you think responded to that call?
All of them.
All of them. Which means this could have been a diversion.
Oh. Dun, 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 dun. It's a conspiracy.
Dun, 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 dun. Conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. See, so I bet you.
Did she have a drink ticket that she got through TSA with?
I wonder now, was there a crime committed maybe she was the fall person for this.
Hmm.
And just so she could get all the police to come to one spot while somebody else.
And if not, when we plan our heist, we now know how to create the distraction.
Yeah, I don't think you would be as
much. Not me.
Oh, no. I was going to say, you running through naked baggage lane, that's going to be shrieks and screeks and shield.
Yeah, no.
Whatever, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, we would.
And
we
would me.
Hire somebody.
We're going to hire somebody.
Yes.
To be the fall girl.
Yes. And all she got to do is act crazy.
Yeah.
And then they'll just take her in for
evaluation.
A nice yeah. little 3-day vacation.
Yeah.
In a
meals paid for.
Quote unquote nice resort.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll be alone.
Yeah. And then they'll let her go.
That's what I'm thinking here.
We know any crazy women?
Let me think.
No comment.
The naked female was located at the MIA Central Plaza parking garage exit before belaving erotically.
Try that again. I mean, it was erotic.
Erratically. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Behaving erratically. Too many R's. After conducting his investigation, the responding officer took her into custody and transported her to a nearby receiving facility for an involuntary examination under the Florida Baker Act statute. Because the woman has gone for a psychological evaluation, it is unlikely any criminal charges will be filed, officials said.
What did she really do that was wrong?
Well, public nudity.
That's not wrong.
I say it was wrong.
There couldn't be more right.
I'm telling you.
It's a diversion.
And you're not hearing the rest of the story.
Oh, Paul Harvey was.
Paul Harvey. I know. I can't say
they
that.
They need to put him on a podcast.
He's dead.
I know. I'm talking about like the archives of his tapes.
He's probably not going to come back from the grave. Unless you want to get a Ouija board and we can try to contact him.
Probably not.
Now it's time for the Florida Man
Food Fight.
Another story from the Daily Mail. This one, Florida woman bites a deputy on his leg.
Hence the food, huh?
Yep. She was trying to eat him. And not in a good way. A Florida woman has been arrested after she was caught on body cam footage taking a bite out of a police officer's leg and refusing to let go.
Ouch.
Sheriff's deputies from the Flagler County Sheriff's Office reported to 58 Brookside Lane in Palm Coast last Friday due to a domestic disturbance.
Now, Flagler's the Keys, right?
No. That's up more towards the northeast side of the state.
Oh, it's Daytona.
I think it's south of Daytona.
Okay.
Anyway, if you want
never
to,
mind.
It might be north, but anyway, up towards there. Yeah. Upon arrival, deputies attempted to speak with 38-year-old Cherie Saunders, who had allegedly slapped a male resident of the home. In body cam footage, Saunders is heard screaming at the officers while standing in the driveway of her residence with her makeup smeared, no shoes, slurred speech, and a heavy set of alcohol. Unquote. Quote, "Get the fuck off my goddamn property right now," unquote, she is heard yelling. Officers are heard trying to speak with Saunders, who continued to launch expletives at them. Quote, "Bye, Felicias," she is heard saying before walking over to the deputies in a threatening manner. I know we have listeners who also listen to Corpus Delicti. I know Jen and Lindsay listen to the show, too, from Corpus Delicti. But that's their tagline. Bye, Felicia.
What does that mean?
It means bye, Felicia.
What does that mean?
It's from Friday, the movie. That's just what you say to somebody when you want them to leave. Bye, Felicia.
Oh. Who's Felicia?
She was the crackhead in Friday.
What's Friday?
The movie with Chris Tucker, Ice Cube. Had a sequel called Next Friday. And another sequel called Friday After. You've never seen Friday?
No.
Oh.
I've never heard of such. I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Really? It's a classic. Anyway, yeah, so shout out to Corpus Delicti podcast. The video then dives into chaos with Saunders kicking and screaming as deputies attempted to secure her in handcuffs.
Chaos, I say.
Yes.
Chaos.
At one point during the struggle, one of the deputies was bitten by Saunders on his right calf. She appears to refuse to release her bite hold until another deputy was able to free her grip on his leg. The bite resulted in a 2-inch mark, which immediately showed broken skin, swelling, and bruising. Moments later, the deputy who was bitten began to feel ill and lost consciousness momentarily, according to a press statement.
Wow.
Damn, that's a hard bite. You made a cop pass out.
Wow. She has special powers, maybe.
Jesus. What was...
Well, she put a spell on him.
Yep.
Corpus delicti, is that like a Harry Potter spell?
No, it means the body of the crime. It's a legal term.
Oh.
Anyway,
are you sure?
I am.
Because I swear I saw Harry Potter throw his wand at something and yell that, and then like people passed out. Or either turned invisible. I forget which.
Well, okay. Jen, Lindsay, if you want to dispute that with Phil, just send an email to phil@floridamenpodcast.com.
Here we go. Way to throw me on the bus there, buddy.
Yep. They were the ones that sent you the bowl, or Jen was the one that sent you the bowl with for the shells, for the
oh, really?
Shells.
Oh,
yeah. Because she didn't want to hear you crunching on those fucking things anymore.
I haven't. I've done really good.
She was disgusted by the movement that you made, too, to when you first got it, because it was pink and had a hole in it.
So she's not... We're not going to be besties? Is that what you're getting at?
Probably not.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'll get another chance one day to redeem myself.
Well, I mean, hey, you know what? Maybe if you show up at the True Crime Podcast Festival this year, they'll hang out and you can buy them a drink and then...
Where do they record at?
At their houses.
Where?
I believe Alabama.
Oh, Southern.
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm in right there. I'm a Mississippian. We got a connection. Connection.
Okay.
I'm still in trouble, though, aren't I?
Oh, totally.
Shit.
The deputy was then transported to the hospital for medical evaluation. Rather than let us handle the investigation in a civil manner, this woman actively fought our deputies and bit one deputy, resulting in a trip to the hospital, Sheriff Rick Staley said. Quote, if you attack my deputies, you will not win, and you will go to the Green Roof Inn facing serious charges. I'm assuming that's the prison.
Green Roof Inn?
Yeah. This is a prime example of how dangerous domestic violence calls are for our deputies to handle. Thankfully, the deputy was not seriously injured by her actions, Staley added. Saunders was arrested and charged with battery on a law enforcement officer, domestic battery, and resisting an officer with violence. On the way to Sheriff Perry Hall Inmate Detention Facility for booking, Saunders vomited in the patrol vehicle. I guess that...
Did they charge him $500 to clean it out?
I guess that leg of cop did not sit well with her. It was determined that she would need to be medically cleared by the hospital prior to booking due to her level of intoxication. She was released from jail after posting a $5,000 bond. Saunders was arrested previously in 2018 for resisting an officer without violence.
This is a class
act. She don't like
here.
Listening to the cops,
no,
does she?
She got an issue with the cops.
Yep. Authority issues, you might say. It's time for you to fill in the blank again.
All right, I'm ready this week.
You ready?
Did I get it last week?
No, I did not. No, you did not.
I wasn't close last week.
Last week was a little tough.
Yeah.
This week might be a little easier for you. Here is your headline. Florida man, sex offender, claims blank gave him permission to do, quote, anything he wanted, unquote.
Claims blank gave him permission. The government.
Incorrect.
The Bill of Rights.
I'll let you take a mulligan on that one because I would just anything government related, state, local, federal, any documents. So you still got two left here.
She.
Incorrect.
God.
So close. But no, although you might call this entity as all-knowing as God, because he says Google said he had permission. From the New York Post, a registered sex offender in Florida was arrested earlier this month for allegedly trying to climb into a woman's car, telling police Google gave him permission to do what he wants, a report said. William Bastin, age 38, screamed, "Let me in!" at a busy intersection in Orange County, Florida, before trying to force his way into the victim's locked car as she waited at a stoplight, according to WFTV, citing police. The suspect never made it into the vehicle and was later arrested. He told cops that Google told him, quote, it was his day and he could have anything he wanted without paying, unquote.
How come I never get that from Google?
I know, most of their services are for free anyway. Maybe that's what they were talking about, but no, he apparently thought it was a way to get into this lady's car, according to an arrest report obtained by the station. Bastin was released on bond following that attempted break-in and arrested again Tuesday for acting erratically and screaming at Walmart workers, the report said. The victim in the car incident, who wished to remain anonymous, told the outlet, quote, "He's going to hurt somebody," unquote. "He's dangerous. He scares me. He really does."
So I did refrain from the Walmart jokes. I'm not in the mood tonight. So
okay.
But so he thinks Google.
Google told him he could have Google anything,
could have anything he wanted without paying for it.
Yep.
So that made it all right.
Wow. In his mind.
I get a lot of emails from stuff in Google and things. And Google ain't never told me I could have anything I wanted.
Yep. What would you do if Amazon told you that?
Oh, wow. Oh, I know where I'd go. No, I don't. If I could have anything on Amazon?
Yep. Let's just limit it to one item.
One item. Do they have mail order? Can you get Russian brides from Amazon?
No, you cannot.
Oh, intern didn't like that one. That was a joke. Come on. I like Italians better anyway.
The food's better.
Yeah. Oh, what would I get?
I know what I'd get.
I don't know.
It's on our wish list.
What, liquid ass? We already have that.
The gas-powered motorized unicycle.
Oh, yeah. You would ride, I would, you're going to ride a unicycle.
Hell yeah. It's a motorcycle unicycle.
Yeah, it's only got one wheel, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can't ride that.
Why not? It's self-balancing.
That's called a Segway.
Yeah, but you sit on it.
Dear God, I give up. All right, moving on.
And, you know, if you screw up on it and you can't ride it, then you can sell it.
I give up. Story number five.
Mm-hmm.
Florida,
you were saying?
Florida man wearing hover skates rolled into Walmart. Shit. Into the Walmart. Stole $551 merchandise.
Oh, you were saying?
Why you got to make me read the damn Walmart stories? An unidentified Florida man is on the loose after allegedly using space shoes, a type of e-mobility, self-balancing hover roller skate, to help him make off with more than $500 worth of merchandise from a Winter Haven Walmart.
Yeah. I've never heard of...
Swiffy? E-mobility, self-balancing hover roller skate. Or an EMSBHRS, for short.
Or you could just call them space shoes.
What the hell does a space shoes look like? I'm going to get the damn shoe... Oh. Ooh. Oh. Space shoes hover skates. 6.5 miles per hour maximum speed. They're on Amazon.
$150. Maybe we need to add these to the
wow. This has got too. This has got death written all over it. Where are we at? Do they strap on or you just stand on them?
I don't know. Look at the other picture.
You just stand on them. Oh hell no!
All right, they're on our wish list in case anybody wants to.
Yeah, $150. I'm sure that's going to come in the mail tomorrow.
If we get them,
you take one and I'll take one.
There we go. We'll video
and we'll do like a
we'll live stream it.
Oh no, we won't. The incident took place on January the 8th.
You can live stream it. I'll be on the space shoes.
Yeah. Among the items reported missing from the store, according to the police report, are a vehicle battery, quite heavy.
Yeah.
Paint.
So these have a pretty high capacity for their
paint, a bouquet of flowers.
Well, you know, you got to get the lady something.
A trash can. Could never have enough of those.
Well, you know, you got to put the paint in the trash can.
I bet he put all the stuff in the trash can so he can't. A Roku TV.
Well, that's little. You can just, fit that in the trash can.
And a Moto Kicks hoverboard.
I see it. I see a theme here.
Do you? Because I don't see shit except bunch of random crap.
Well, he's got the space shoes and now he wants the hoverboard too.
Oh. Well, what's the damn paint got to do with it? And the bouquet of flowers. The
paint he's going to sniff.
Yeah, maybe so. The report noted that the alleged shoplifter used the hoverboard to push the shopping cart through the store by standing on it and hovering while selecting items.
And I thought I was fucking lazy.
I know. Video surveillance footage from the 355 Cypress Gardens Boulevard Walmart posted by the official Winter Haven Police Department's Facebook page does show the alleged perpetrator gliding through the store on a pair of space shoes, collecting items in a shopping cart, and then leaving through the front door with those items still in the cart, but allegedly without having paid for them beforehand.
You know, that is the perfect crime, because all you got to do is say, well, I couldn't get the damn space shoes to stop. I was going to pay, but it just kept rolling me out.
I know. Now, if he'd been naked, that'd be different.
Well, then that's going to draw attention to you.
That's true.
Not that riding space shoes and pushing a cart through Walmart
on a hovercraft is not.
Yeah.
The total net worth of Ivan stolen from the store valued at $551.08 before tax.
Do you have to pay tax on stolen goods?
No.
That is a loophole.
I don't know, Joel. I mean, I don't know.
No, that's
well, if you stole them, you're not paying for them anyway.
My point exactly.
Right.
Duh.
Our final story tonight comes to us from NBC-2.com and was sent to us by True Crime Nana. Florida man's eccentric paint job on his house attracts criticism from neighbors. With paint splattered and sprayed in multiple bright colors all over the house, trees, lawn, and even the mailbox, the home almost looks like something out of a cartoon. Neighbors in the Il Regalo Circle community in Naples.
Uh-oh, Naples, we didn't go see that.
Yeah, well, I think this is a gated community, so we may or may not be able to see it. But Naples, they are a little touchy on the different colors that you're allowed to paint your houses.
True, true.
Especially if you're in an HOA community. But his neighbors are complaining of a paint job done on a nearly $500,000 home. Neighbors said the paint job got progressively worse over the course of a week. And now the management company for Il Regalo said the damage could be hundreds of thousands of dollars for paint.
That's a lot of paint.
That's a lot of paint. According to the Collier County property appraiser, the man who owns the house is 40-year-old Jeffrey Liebman, who neighbors said completed the paint job over the course of a week. Even the van parked outside the house had, quote, "Who is Omar?" sprayed on its side. Now I want to know who is Omar. Management said Liebman is no longer living in the home. Collier County Code Enforcement says they are looking into it.
Have you seen this?
I have. It's
nasty.
It's bright, isn't it?
It's just random. It's just a bunch of shit.
Yeah, it's like, all right, I ran out of my lime green. I'm going to go paint red in here. And now I'm on the red.
Painted the grass, too.
Yeah, and the trees. And
the trees.
Did you see the picture of the van?
Yeah.
It's like more colorful than the Scooby-Doo mystery machine.
He painted the gray. He painted everything.
Yep.
And the shingles.
Yep. Liebman, who could not be reached for comment, is already facing drug charges, including smuggling contraband into a detention facility. He's due in court on February 25th. Something tells me he was smuggling some contraband up his nose. Or
so what is Omar got to do with this? Who is Omar?
Exactly. Who is Omar?
I'm asking you.
Well, obviously he doesn't know, so he can't tell us.
This is so confusing.
Yep.
You only look at the ones in the show notes. So this is nasty.
Yeah.
It's not even considered art. This is just, he just took paint cans and slung them against the house.
Pretty much. And lots of different colors.
Yeah. Well, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes or at floridamanpodcast.com/subscribe.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars or leave a review on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Man. And if you use the Overcast app, just give us a star on this episode and every other episode. It'll help others using Overcast to find us.
For updates about the show, like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. We are at Florida Man Pod.
To suggest a story for us to cover on the show or the quickie episode, just send us an email to floridamanpodcast@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
Did we get any emails from our listeners on how to get rid of the cat?
I believe so, but I'm not going to read it on air.
If you would like to support the show, you can send us something from our Amazon wish list, the link's in the show notes, or you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridaman. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra and Wallace, at the Tampa tier, Matthew from Washington State, Joaquin, David, Roxanne, Stephanie, Colin, One Foot in the Grave podcast, Kat, Michael D., and Michael M., at the Tallahassee tier, Tony, Kurt, Koneth, Erica, Heather, woo-hoo, Paradise After Dark podcast, Nicole, McKenna, Matt, Taya, and JP. At the Daytona tier, Kim, Katie, and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, Steve and Danielle. And at the Miami tier, the Space Coasties and Travis. Oh, and this week our Patreon bonus story is about a Florida man who paid for his ankle monitor in a unique way. And you can only hear it if you're one of our Patreon subscribers.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationships implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited. All suspects should be considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed at Walmart on hover skates.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man. And Tracy, kiss my ass.
Florida Man, Florida Man,
Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man, Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
Bye, Felicia. The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shady Side Media, LLC, all rights reserved.